I'm Deborah Bird.
And I'm Joel Block for Earth and Sky, Friday, August 27th. Today, Earth's moving between the outer planet Uranus and the Sun. Astronomers would say that Uranus is in opposition to the Sun today. It rises in the east within 2 minutes of sunset this evening and casts its dim light in the sky all night.
Uranus is theoretically visible to the eye alone, but few people ever glimpse this distant world without some optical aid. If you could see it, you'd find that Uranus is in front of the constellation Aquarius, the water carrier. Though very faint, this planet stands apart from the glittering stars because it shines steadily with a greenish color. Stars rarely, some say never, appear green. If you could turn a telescope on Uranus, you'd see a tiny greenish disk.
Because we're going between the Sun and Uranus, this planet is now closest to us for this year. A radio signal from Earth would take more than 2.5 hours to travel to Uranus tonight. And sunlight bouncing from the cloud tops of Uranus takes that long to travel to Earth. Uranus is several million kilometers farther away this year than at last year's opposition. This planet is now moving from its closest point to the Sun in 1966 to its farthest point in the year 2009.
For today, that's our show. For daily sky watching information, visit our website at earthsky.org. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.